Aslan, the one true king and creator of Narnia. Aslan stood in the centre of a crowd of creatures who had grouped themselves round him in the shape of a half moon. People who haven't been in Narnia sometimes think that a thing cannot be good and terrible at the same time. If the children had ever thought so, they were cured of it now. For when they
This is a place where readings of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe create wonder, inspiration and imagination. C.S. Lewis Square opened a few weeks ago. There are seven striking sculptures of Narnian characters, including Aslan. Laura Spence is hosting a popular tour.
Does anybody know, or could anybody guess, what this sculpture weighs?
2 tons.
More? 2¾ tons. It's a huge beast, isn't he? He's 3¼ metres high, and he is covered in thousands of bronze flakes.
Oh, there's the lion, look!
Visitors of all ages are delighted at the new attraction.
Have you read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
I saw the movie.
Watched the movie. Saw the film. Who's your favourite character?
A lion.
What do you think of Aslan there?
It's cool and it's amazing.
We enjoyed walking around and following through stories we've read to our children from the past. And I think it's very good that we recognise genius in C.S. Lewis.
Although he lived in Oxford for most of his life, Lewis was raised in Belfast and often returned to Northern Ireland. Many places here are said to have inspired locations in Lewis's novels, which have sold more than 100 million copies. The man known to friends as Jack was also a Christian apologist and, in the 1940s, an accomplished BBC radio broadcaster.
Somebody put it to me by saying, "I can believe in God, all right, but what I can't swallow is this idea of him listening to several hundred million human beings who were all addressing him at the same moment."
Well, I'm in East Belfast, not far from where C.S. Lewis was born, at a lovely sandstone church, which was a very special part of his life. And I'm with Sandy Smith, who is the author of C.S. Lewis, The Island of His Birth. And Sandy, what was the significance of this building for a young Jack Lewis?
Well, this is the church that his family had a major association with. He, of course, was baptised here. His grandfather was the first rector of this church in 1878. The window that's just beside us here was installed by C.S. Lewis in 1933. It was installed here to mark the death of his mother and his father.
And if we just walk over here to the house, which is still standing, and it's the old rectory where C.S. Lewis's grandfather lived, and it's a house he would have visited a lot whenever he was a child.
Yes, the family lived here from 1878, and his mother here until she was married. And C.S. Lewis as a boy would have been in the environs of this church, and coming up to this doorstep that we're standing at, right in front of us is the brass doorknob, which is in the head of a lion. Just that you can imagine a four-year-old boy just standing here looking up, and of course the lion would have filled his imagination. And he does tell us in letters to his publisher that many of the images that find their way into the Chronicles of Narnia were already in his mind and in his head before his teenage years.
Local people are taking pride in the Lewis literary heritage. Wendy Langham from the regeneration organisation, the East Side Partnership, had the vision for C.S. Lewis Square.
I think it's extremely important that people from this area understand that a man of his significance and worldwide fame came from Inner East Belfast. So we've started working with all the schools in the area and providing resources for them to start studying The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And hopefully we might have another C.S. Lewis locally coming up.
This is Jadis. Jadis, the White Witch, half giant, the very embodiment of evil. It's Jadis who has turned Narnia into a land where it is always winter, but never Christmas.
The creator of Aslan and the White Witch will remain an author of global renown. Sandy Smith is receiving many international inquiries. He's glad Belfast is making its profound links to C.S. Lewis better known.
I think we have been slow, really, to recognise fully just what a literary legacy Lewis has left to us. But it has been developing nonetheless, and I have this all of the time, people coming from across the world who want to see where the origins of Lewis's life were and how it finds its way into his work. He actually describes a bubbling process that any author experiences, and all of that bubbled its way into Lewis's now famous Chronicles of Narnia.